Before I get started with this video, I just wanted to ask you please to share this video with whomever you think might like it. See, YouTube is throttling my channel. That is, that they are not showing my content to potential viewers. And so my channel is beginning to die, right? And you know, I've been trying to get BitChute to work for me, but BitChute is a whole hassle, and I'll talk about it in some other opportunity. YouTube is the only game in town. And you are my audience, so I'm asking you please to share my content, pass it around. I mean, if each of you were to share it with just one other person, it would double my viewership and it would mean the world to me. So please, if you find my content of any value, share it around, because YouTube is not sharing it with potential new viewers, okay? So anyway, let's get into the video. Today's video is about ghosting. Yeah, so how many times have you like been dating some girl or maybe interacting with her online or some shit, and you know, you seem to click all right and everything seemed to be going on track, and then all of a sudden the woman just disappears. And she just vanishes, right? Like she never existed or something like that. You call her, you text her, whatever you do, and gone, right? That's ghosting. Ghosting is becoming more and more common because our interactions are more and more online. And online it's easy to just avoid somebody. Okay? Now, the question becomes, of course, why would someone avoid you, for instance? Well, flip it around. Flip it around and get into the mindset of why would you ghost on some girl? Have you ever ghosted on some girl? Because I have, lots of times. And a lot of times the reason for ghosting on some girl has been just incredibly stupid. Sometimes because I was just busy with stuff, whatsoever it was. Sometimes it was because, you know, she did something that in that particular moment just like struck me the wrong way, and I'm like, fuck her, and just, you know, nixed her, right? And just ghosted on her. And sometimes it was just, there was something about her that felt like kind of like work, that I had to like work at the relationship. It wasn't easy, right? And so I just found it easier to just ghost on her, to just ignore her calls or texts or whatever, and just, you know, pretend I wasn't around until she just finally got the hint and went away. That's why I did it, and that's why most people do it, okay? It has nothing to do with the person. Often is not, it's just your mood, okay? And this is important. This is important for you if you've been ghosted on, okay? A lot of times, it's not necessarily you. A lot of times it's just the mood of the person. But not always. No, not always. Because sometimes, you know, you can be fucking annoying. Yeah. You can be like calling her up or texting her like all the time, and you know, the girl gets a little bit overwhelmed. I mean, I can tell you in my case that sometimes has been the reason that I've ghosted on some girl. You know, she just annoys me. She just texts me a little bit too much, makes a little bit too many demands on my time and my attention, and I'm like, fuck her, you know, next. Yeah? And I ghost on her, and it's fucking cruel. But it's the way of the current sexual marketplace. See? Because people who are sexually attractive to the opposite sex have a lot of options. An attractive girl that you meet, you get her attention, right? She has a lot of options. And so what happens is that, you know, if you start to annoy her, if you start to like make too many demands too early in the relationship, she just might find it easier to ghost on you and find somebody else. Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's as annoying as that, you see? Because what has happened is that in our contemporary culture, we have so many options, see? We are living in a consumer society, and consumer society doesn't just apply to consumer goods like cars and washing machines and you know, detergent or whatever the fuck. It also applies to people, to relationships. In this consumer-oriented society where we have so many options, it's just easier to just toss out somebody and go on to the next. Especially for those people who are more sexually attractive to the opposite sex. Yeah, they have more options, and so if somebody's just annoying them or somebody's just pulling them down for whatever trivial, stupid little reason, it's easier to just next them. because they have so many options. See, the people at the top of the sexual totem pole, the people on the top 20% of both sexes, they have so many options because everybody of the opposite sex and sometimes of their own sex is chasing them. Okay, so the top 20%, they have options, and so they can discard somebody. Yeah. And it's annoying as fuck because ghosting, you don't get an explanation. You never know why it happened. It just fucking happens. And it's just so frustrating because even as I've done it to other people have done it to me. Yeah, and every time they've done it to me, I had a sinking suspicion as to why they were doing it. Okay, it didn't come out of the fucking blue. I had a sense that I was doing something that was annoying them, you know? Either I was texting them too many times or calling them too many times or what have you, or just acting a little bit too needy. Yeah, when you act needy, I mean, that just, Jesus Christ, that's the eject button for most girls, right? You never act needy, but another video, right? The point is, see, I did a lot of mistakes, and at the time, sometimes I even realized I was making these mistakes, and I couldn't help myself because I was so desperate. Because I wanted this girl so much. And here comes the key issue about ghosting. It's all about need. If you need this girl, I mean, you really want her. You want her badly, right? And you don't have many options. You don't have many girls on your horizon, right? And then you're going to focus on the one girl. And then you're going to act in a needy way. And you're going to put too much pressure on her. And eventually she'll ghost, right? See, it's a function of you being needy, of having too few options. Either you're only seeing this one girl or maybe just, you know, two or three girls on your horizon, right? And that's why you act foolish, even as you know you are acting foolish in the moment. And that's why the girl ghosts on you. It's because you have too few options. So what's the obvious solution of having too few options and acting stupidly because of it? Well, obviously create more options. Create more options, like go on the online dating sites and what have you. Try to find more women. It doesn't matter how good these women are, okay? I'm actually going to do a video, the next video probably, about a lot of times it's not very important who you're dating so long as you have a lot of dates. But, okay, my point in this video and about ghosting, see? Ghosting, from the point of view of the person ghosted on, it's usually because they are making a mistake. And it's usually a mistake made out of desperation and neediness. And the way to counteract that is to have a lot of options. The more options you have, the less likely you are to be ghosted upon. And conversely, the fewer options you have, the more needy you are, the more likely you are to be ghosted on. Now, by the way, ghosting can happen at any point in the relationship, huh? Okay, and that's the terrible thing, okay, about the current sexual marketplace and our current social dynamic. See, because most people today, did you know that roughly 45% of couples today met online? And what does that mean? That there is no social connection between them, or very unlikely that there is. Most of the time, people meet one another as totally free agents, like random particles that collide and latch on to one another in a huge space with no other connecting atoms, if you will. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the nature of online dating. You start looking at people online based on their attributes and their physical proximity. I mean, they're in the same city as you, for instance, right? And you start looking for them, and you're looking for a certain kind of girl, a certain age bracket, certain physical type, right? And you start looking through them, you know, Tinder, Match.com, whatever the fuck, right? And eventually you're going to find somebody that you like, and presumably they like you too, then you more or less fit their type, okay? And you come together, but there's no other connection between you two. You're just two random atoms that hooked up, right? And all the other atoms, all the other people, are floating off independent of you two, right? And so if you don't have any kind of social connection, it's more likely that she'll ghost on you because you don't have friends in common. You don't have any family in common. Unlike the past. In the past, and Jesus, just, you know, 20, 30 odd years ago and all of human history before that, when people met one another, there were a lot of social bonds between them. You know, Jane met John because, you know, her sister's brother's cousin was friends with his ex, you know, or sister or whatever the fuck. You see what I'm saying? There was a chain of relationships between the one person and the other that brought them together, or at least that would hold them together. But in the current environment, there's nobody, okay? And so even if you are dating this person for a while, and you don't know any of the other people in her social environment, or at least don't know them well, aren't friends with them independently, right? Then they can ghost on you. They can ghost on you, sure they can, at any point, see? And that's the kind of like the scary thing about the current dating scene, see? A girl, a guy can ghost on the other whenever they feel like it, because there are no social ties between them. And so, if you're seeing somebody fairly regularly, if you're seeing somebody and you're thinking that this could be serious, what you want to do in order to cement the relationship is get to know and become friends with the people she is friendly with, her own set of friends, okay? That might take a little bit of maneuvering, but that's the only way to bring a prospective woman tighter into your life and prevent this ghosting. Because it can happen at any point. This is the tragedy. It's not just in the initial phases of dating her or seeing her. No, you could be seeing her for a number of months and just, you know, she can ghost on you or you can ghost on her. And if there are no social connections between you, when it's all gone. And how do I know this? Well, back in the day, back in 99, I was seeing some girl. Yeah, I was seeing her for like 6 months, 7 months, something like that. And I just got sick of her and I just sort of like stopped returning her calls. Yeah, and I'm not proud of this fact. This was in 99. And I just stopped returning her calls because she was getting just, you know, a little bit too much, right? And the way I'd met her through some friends, and these friends, we had sort of like both dropped these mutual friends because for reasons that I'm not going to get into, they were kind of like annoying and stupid, right? And so all of a sudden we had found each other without any kind of common social contact. I'd go with her to visit her friends and I was the boyfriend, and I'd bring her along to visit my friends and she was the girlfriend, but she never became really friends with my friends. I never really became friends with her friends. And so, you know, I remember it very clearly. It was around Thanksgiving in 99 and I was getting a little bit sick of her, and I kind of like just stopped returning her calls. And, you know, she kept calling me for a while until finally she got the hint. And it was like 6 months. I mean, I started dating her at the end of winter of 99. So 7 months, you know? And I feel bad about it still to this day. What a fucking bastard I was. But the reason I just stopped taking her calls and calling her up and dating her and just disappeared was because I just got tired and sick of her, yeah? Which proves my point. You can be ghosted upon at any time. That's the point, okay? And it's a tragedy. It's a really a cowardly move to ghost on somebody, you know? I mean, it's excusable when, you know, you've seen each other 2, 3, 4 times, maybe, you know, and over a span of a couple of weeks, right? Maybe it's kind of excusable, but like in my case, I mean, come on, I was a fucking asshole. I was a fucking bastard to have done that. And I did it, and you know, I felt bad about it. And here was the worst part, okay? The longer I failed to return her calls or call her back, right, the guiltier I felt, and so the less I wanted to call her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the ghosting became a self-reinforcing cycle. The more time passed, the worse I felt, the less I wanted to talk to her, because I realized that if I called her after like 1 week of not talking to her, 2 weeks of not talking to her, 3 weeks of not talking to her, I'd have to give like a bigger and bigger excuse and a bigger I'm sorry and I guess a bigger bouquet of flowers or whatever the fuck. And it just weighed me down, the guilt. And so I just sort of like ignored it. You just like, oh, I don't, you know, no, like, La 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 la.
Yeah, don't tell me. Yeah, I know. I was a bastard. I was a fucking bastard. But, you know, I'm telling you this shit not to, show off what a rotten person I am, but rather to explain to you that that a lot of times ghosting on the part of the person who is ghosting, the other, right? A lot of times the guilt weighs you down. The guilt of not, you know, getting in touch with them and returning their text messages and what have you. You feel bad about it. And so it becomes a self-reinforcing cycle, okay?
Oh, man. Now, okay, how do you guard against ghosting? Well, apart from the obvious of don't be annoying, don't be, like, you know, over-pressuring, there's really no way to guard against it, okay? There's nothing you can do about it, yeah? And you have to resign yourself to that fact. And if you resign yourself to that fact, and recognize that there is nothing that you can do to prevent ghosting. And if you resign yourself to the fact that ghosting is not about you necessarily, okay? A lot of times people ghost, like I explained in my own case, just because they didn't feel like it, and the guilt, you know, gets a hold of them and it becomes a self-reinforcing cycle. Well, sometimes it's just, don't blame yourself is the point I'm trying to make. And don't take it hard. Be smart. Have other people in your life, other girls on your horizon. Yeah? Because if you focus on just the one girl, you're going to act too needy towards her. She's going to dominate your attention. And what's going to happen is that eventually she will ghost because your neediness and desperation and your lack of options is going to show and it's going to scare her off and she's going to disappear on you. But if you have a bunch of girls going on in your life, right? A bunch of girls that you're sort of semi-seeing or seeing a lot or fucking even, right? And you have like 3-4 girls that you're fucking at any given time and maybe, 10 girls in all that you're interacting on one level or another, right? You know, one girl ghosts on you, it's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to be the end of the world for you. Yeah? And that's the only solution to the problem. Yeah, because it is a problem. It is awful when you are ghosted upon. It's an awful feeling, and look, there's no solution to it. It's just the way of our current society, and it will continue into the future, okay? So don't complain about ghosting. Don't wish it were different. Don't try to wish it away, because it's not going to be wished away. It's going to continue. Understand what's going on. There are so many options for a person that sometimes they just decide to forget you, hard as that may be to accept.